From Tidbits on September 30th, 2013, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Despite receiving a seemingly minor numerical tick to version 2.2.1, Pixelmator introduces a new file format to its popular and attractively priced image editing and manipulation app, claiming significant performance improvements. In addition to greatly speeding up the opening and saving of image files, the new Pixelmator file format saves edits in the background while you manipulate images, and it now saves individual edits to iCloud. The new file format also introduces a progress bar for a better idea of where you're at while opening and saving, and it offers enhanced quick look support. Additionally, Pixelmator adds a checkbox option that enables you to choose to open and save images in the new file format or in the original format. Beyond the new file format, Pixelmator improves the effects browser with the capability to open highlighted effects by pressing return, as well as adding more keywords for quickly finding the right effect. Third-party effects are better organized and gain a tooltip so you can view full titles. Other changes include the addition of a command option keyboard shortcut to compare how an image looks with and without an effect, improved accuracy while previewing the sharpen effect, a more precise eyedropper for the replace color and select color tools, and more flexibility in previewing images while applying an effect or using the select color and refine selection features. Ergonis has released Typinator 5.7, enhancing the way the text expansion utility pulls together variable parts of expansions with optional default values. If a default value is present, the input field contains the specified string rather than what was entered the last time the expansion was used. The update also fixes a problem where some input fields weren't recognized if they immediately followed another marker. Works around issues in IntelliJ, PHP Storm, WebStorm, and PyCharm that inserted the current clipboard when attempting multi-line expansions, fixes a bug that created different types of line breaks in some applications, and provides a workaround to a problem with certain multi-line expansions in Microsoft Word. Preparing for the upcoming release of OS 10.9 Mavericks, Smile has released Text Expander 4.1, with new security and privacy settings, as well as a lengthy laundry list of improvements and fixes. The typing shortcut utility gains an emoji snippet group, enables you to type command return to complete a fill-in window, improves the performance of snippets containing multiple embedded images, adds capitalization correction in applications such as Malel, sets the CPU to idle 30 seconds after an expansion or capitalization correction, and gives you the option to convert existing snippets when changing the default snippet type. WebIn has released WebKit 2.3.1, a maintenance release with a number of fixes that also improves sync speed and overall performance. The RSS client and Relator app adds image caching for RSS services, mark as read / shared options, and tag completion for Pinboard and Delicious sharing, OPML export for RSS feeds, and a preference to preload original pages in the background. The update also fixes a bug with marking Feedly items as read, a problem with sharing an article's title on Twitter, Facebook messages, and mail, a crash when adding new subscriptions in macOS 10.7 Lion, display notifications in Notification Center, and several validation issues. Normally priced at $4.99, ReadKit is on sale for a limited time for $1.99 from the Mac App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.